What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Glad to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, guys. Here's the deal. Braves back at it tonight. And we're going to talk about why last night was such a big deal for our Braves. Grant is going to join us. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, coming up here in less than 10 minutes. But as we start this hour, there is some breaking news out of the NBA, and I think it's huge.
Yeah.
This comes from Shams Charania, who says that the Buss family, Jeannie Buss, is entering an agreement to sell a majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers. The gentleman who is buying a majority stake is named Mark Walter. He also owns the Dodgers. He has a company, a holding company, TWG Global. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, multi-billionaire. Jeannie Buss will continue to serve in her role as governor after the sale is done. But this is the first time that the Buss family won't have a majority of ownership stake, going back to her father, obviously.
Like 79, right?
Yeah. Who really built this and built this aura around the Lakers and brought in star power and was never afraid to do things. And that includes Jeannie. I mean, you know, her relationship with Kobe and Shaq and even LeBron. But big news in the NBA, Mike, because, again, one of the storied franchises being sold, as the Celtics were just a few years ago, and now they're up for sale again.
Now, the question is, he's always expected to be opting out of his $52.6 million deal. In this case, take a little bit off to help bring some more guys in. Do you think there's any bearing on him sticking around?
I don't know. I know he has a great relationship with her. Rob Pelinka is the general manager, guys. He is ahead of all these personnel moves. Pelinka, for those who don't know, at one point was Kobe's agent. And had multiple guys in the NBA, but has seamlessly fit into that role for the Lakers. And I don't know, Mike, but we're going to find out what this means long term. But let's be honest, LeBron, even if he plays two more years, I'd be surprised. We keep thinking he's going to say, I'm done. This is it. Is he going to come into the season and say, this is going to be my last year? And then as he makes his way around the league, like Kareem or Doc J or any of these greats, every arena
farewell
salutes
tour,
him.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten that. But the fact that the Buss family is selling a majority ownership in the Lakers is a big deal. And everybody said, again, you know, what happens once Jeannie says, I'm done with this or I want to move on? But I will also say this. Magic Johnson is a part of the ownership group
Dodgers
that owns
group,
the
yep.
Dodgers. And him and Mark Walter are great friends. So my guess is, Mike, and Jeannie and Magic damn near grew up together when he got to L.A. I feel like he's really involved behind the scenes as to how to maneuver this, and that's why she's going to remain as governor after the sale. But this is big news.
All right, man. Now, again, as we said, that's a team that, the reason we're talking about this, is one of the most recognizable squads in the world. And it's never been out of the Bus family, as we said, in over almost 40-some-odd years. So, huge story. We'll see where it goes. We talked to Sam Mitchell earlier. If you missed that, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. It's pretty funny. We're asking him about what the Hawks should be doing, amongst other things, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and we were talking about the Celtics, right? The Celtics, what did they sell for? $6.1 billion?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to see. I'm just curious, because that's a new owner now dealing with these contracts and, you know, what happens, you know, with, you know, with knowing that they may be tweaking some of these deals or moving on from some guys, and maybe that's the end of this current composition of the window for the Celtics.
Yeah, it easily could be. Hey, man, we're going to talk some Falcons baseball front and center, because we are trying to chase down these Mets, who are now 12 in front of us after last night, 10 behind the Phillies. That's to win this division. But the wild card, as Mike and I keep talking about, that's my focus. Let's keep cutting that number down. That's more realistic.
Hey, first step last night. And now the Mets have lost four in a row. We'll get into it with Grant. And you've got Chris Sale on the bump against the guy's got an ERA over six. So all of a sudden now, you know, we went from the darkest and the bleakest, which may have been that Diamondbacks game where they're getting swept by San Francisco. But all of a sudden, as you said, stack some wins. Win 8 of 10. I don't know how you're going to quantify it. They've got now 6 of their next 9 games against the Mets. That was the first of 7. But all of a sudden, the Mets now feeling heat. The media up on them, because now they look a little fallible, don't they?
Well, we won 5 of 7 since that 3-14 skid, and right. That's the key. That may have been the worst skid, and it was, that we've seen in, you know, 7-8 years. I don't think we're going to go on another skid like that, but that really puts you behind the eight ball. This hour brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. Acuna's been the spark, guys. Since coming back, he's been absolutely incredible. An incredible catch last night in the top of the ninth inning, and then doubles up Pete Alonso. That was the play that saved the game for me. And, you know, for Acuna, he's the NL Player of the Week, for those who don't know. So he comes back. He's not only raking all the numbers, average, home runs, for his at-bats, OPS, everything is off the charts. If he can do those things, and Ozuna keeps playing like he is, Mike, we need those other guys to continue to play as well as they are.
And as we said, vote early, vote often for Acuna. And let's
get him
All-Star
in.
Game coming up, and we got more than enough time to pad their stats and convince everybody else, but everyone knows what he is. You know, real quick before we talk in depth on the Falcons, I thought this was kind of wacky.
Okay.
The other day, I reposted this tweet that was out there from NFC South News, and basically it was Michael Penix, our quarterback, listing his top 5 favorite quarterbacks to watch growing up.
All right.
And the list was 5, Troy Aikman, 4, Boomer Esiason, 3, Dan Marino, 2, Steve Young, and number 1, our good friend Warren Moon. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. He watched a lot of tape, because he certainly watched this live, because these guys are all retired.
Yeah.
But it got people all saying, when the hell was he watching these guys? and like one guy was a voice, and I was like, well, they had a Betamax? I mean, look, you can find, you can go on YouTube and find video. But maybe, just maybe, he is a student of the game. Mm. And it is kind of interesting that those are the guys that he emulates, because, as we know, of all those quarterbacks, only Steve Young was the guy that probably moved around the most in the pocket. Troy could move, but he was a pocket passer. Same goes for Boomer Esiason. And obviously Marino and Warren made their money in the pocket.
Yeah, both great pocket passers. Look,
I like it. I kind of dig it.
I like it because he understands the history of the game. Like, he's just not in the now moment. You could easily say quarterbacks of the last 10 years. How easy would it have been for him to say Brady?
Right.
Manning. Right. Like, that's easy. And I think part of what Mike's saying is, I think we do have a student of the game. Guys, I'm telling you, I've already been told this, first in the building. He's there every day when he has to be, when they're required to be there, last to leave. He is a guy that gets it. And it wouldn't surprise me, Mike, to your point about how much he's watched these guys. Who knows? He may have met a few of them along the way in his journey. Who knows? But at the end of the day, his 5 are his 5. Why are you tripping?
What was that movie with Anthony Michael Hall where he played the young quarterback? Like, was it Johnny something? Garrett's too young for this movie. It was a horrible football movie about a college recruit, and he would watch Johnny Be Good.
Yes.
And he would watch day-to-day. He'd be watching tape of the quarterbacks while he'd be playing drums.
That's right.
That was his process. It made no sense. I get it. Not as good as the program. Not as good as Friday Night, like, not even close.
All right.
But just it's just stuck in my head. That was his method of watching quarterbacks on tape while he's behind a drum kit.
I like it, Mike. And again,
my Penix is doing that.
No. I have no issues with it. By the way, let's all hope he plays as well as any of those guys. Okay?
I just love the fact that a dude knows who Warren Moon is. I mean, we know. I mean, but a guy who's, you know, not yet even 25 has that kind of knowledge. And you know me, Carl always laughs whenever you interview Dan Marino. Carl's like, "You're gonna cry? Shut up." Yeah, just love Danny Boy.
Man crush. Yeah, look, I think also, Mike, there is, being a black quarterback and knowing the history of black quarterbacks in the NFL, probably plays into that.
Right.
So, I mean, again, it would have been easy, and he's already talked about. He says he met Mike Vick like 8 times. Every time he sees him, everybody goes, oh, it's the first time you met Mike Vick? Yeah, it's the first time we've met each other. Dude, he's like, I've met him eight or nine times. We've talked numerous times. But I think you also know the history of the game with those particular guys, and that may be why he's enamored with a guy like Warren Moon, who was unbelievable. Take Warren Moon out of the CFL and put him in the NFL. His numbers are off the charts. He blows everybody away.
Right. Unfortunately, he had to deal with that constant, you know, all the racism and the stigma of the black quarterback. And he's one of my favorite interviews every time I get a chance to talk to Warren.
Good dude. All right, let's talk about something else real quick about the Falcons. We're going to talk more Braves coming up. Big game tonight to win this series, and that's what it's all about. But, Mike, we are approaching with our Falcon team if we do not achieve our goal. And the goal is playoffs, guys. Where we go from there, can we just get there? But if that doesn't happen, you're talking about some of the future players that their futures may be in jeopardy. Look, Drake London, if we didn't make the playoffs this upcoming season, right, does that affect whether he gets paid here, whether he wants to be here? A guy like Caleb McGarry, who you've always had an issue as far as feeling like we could upgrade with. But guess what? If we win, maybe McGarry's one of the big reasons why. Again, the blind side of Michael Penix. Caden Ellis has been a really good player for us. All of these guys are going to be potentially unrestricted free agents in 2026. You start talking about how this team changes, and is it for the better? Because if we're not in the playoffs, these are the decisions that are going to be made, and they may be made by another front office.
Right. I had to change the narrative on McGarry because I've always felt he was a weak link, but he does enough, certainly moving forward, the run game, and they're not complaining. They're not worried about him protecting the blind side of Michael Penix as a lefty. So I'll get off that argument because they ain't bothering the Falcons. No point in complaining about it. But then you get into, you know, Caden Ellis. I think he's been a good role player. And solid. I just think they wasn't used properly by Jimmy Lake earlier in the year. And I thought you sort of saw his where he was supposed to be on the field change once we presume Raheem was taken over. But Drake's a rock star. Drake's like one of those elites now. He's a top 10 receiver, maybe on the cusp of top three. So that's a guy you want to keep. And then Bijan, of course, you know, eventually you will have to pay him. That's why this Kyle Pitts thing becomes a total luxury item. Even if Kyle Pitts has a better than average year, it's like mazel tov and God bless. There's just not going to be enough money for all our skill position guys, let alone those other pieces you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's a great point. And look, for Kyle, obviously you want to play well, not only for your personal benefit, but also, Mike, even if you're not here, the value of what the perceived value is.
Contract year, man.
Yeah, so there's a lot at stake for him. But it's interesting to think, okay, we all feel like, at least I do, we're going to get there. I felt that way last year, and things went sideways. But I do. I feel like we're going to get there. I think the team has improved, and I think we're better, but they got to prove it on the field. But God forbid if we don't, there are going to be a lot of changes. And you start looking at some of the personnel and even some of the key pieces. You would hate to draft a guy like Drake, see his development, Mike, with, you want to say the kind of quarterbacks he played with? You want to say it?
Right.
Bums. And how well he's played, and then potentially lose him because he's like, you know what, this is not going anywhere. This is the, you know, this is the beauty of these rookie deals where you can say, all right, yeah, we picked up your fifth-year option, but if the team doesn't come legit, right, you kind of go, all right, I don't know if I want to be here. And I'm not saying Drake London would say that, but, like, at this point, that's how I feel about him. I think he's about to take the next step to be one of the top receivers.
We only have 3 games to gauge it, but as we always go back to, you know, the relationship he's forged in a short period of time with Drake London, how Drake speaks about him, what you saw in the game against Carolina. Guy scored 38 points in his third game as an NFL quarterback, and you lost. Because your defense was that pathetic against Bryce Young and the Panthers, so I'm with the the guy just hit us up on the text line. He goes, you know, yeah. If you look at Pitts, the production's not there. He was 22nd in receptions, 13th in yards, and tied I think was with 5 touchdowns. That's about 7th best. So you gotta look at it this way, guys. Carl just gave you a bunch of names of guys we presume we're going to sign. Bijan, number one. Drake, you know, even though Drake was drafted before him, those are the linchpin guys, and you can't have it all. You start getting into those scenarios like, you're telling me you're going to, if Pitts balls out?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You can't even franchise tag him based on where we're going to be cap-wise. You could argue against it. Maybe that'll be a great problem and a good conversation to have at the end of the season where Pitts gets back to being a 1,000-yard receiver, establish himself as an elite, and then Murphy's Law, we won't have enough money to pay him.
Let's hope that we get into the playoffs and we're not having to worry about these problems. And as we become the more attractive team around the league that guys want to come to, Mike, because of Michael Penix and because of Bijan and Drake, that those things are happening, not the latter.
Hmm. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.